Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Police are conducting a massive operation across Belgium following the attacks at the main airport in Brussels and at a metro station. More than 30 people died in three blasts, 250 others were wounded. Security officials have released images of a man wanted in connection with explosions at the airport. He is seen along with two other men who a prosecutor said had blown themselves up. Local media are reporting that they were driven to the airport from the suburb of Schaarbeek, from where Anna Holligan now reports.
What we have seen here is a big operation focusing on an apartment or some kind of building down this road. We've heard reports from the Belgian prosecutor today, confirmation that during the course of the raid they found chemicals, they found an explosive device that contained nails, amongst other things.
The threat level across the country has been raised to maximum, and extra troops have been deployed in Brussels. Belgium has declared 3 days of national mourning, and a minute's silence for victims of the attack will be held at midday on Wednesday. The monarch, King Philippe, called the attacks a cowardly and odious assault. His Prime Minister, Charles Michel, said Belgium would not be cowed, and he joined hundreds of people carrying candles and flowers who gathered as night fell in the Place de la Bourse, a square in the ancient heart of Brussels. Our correspondent, Gavin Lee, attended the vigil.
It's late evening here in Brussels, and most of the streets in some of the main tourist areas are very quiet tonight. But at one part by the Bourse, the old stock exchange, a pedestrianised area, is full of hundreds of people who've spontaneously gathered. They're writing, chalking on the ground, messages of peace. There's a big flag being held up saying Je suis Brussels, and it's a very particularly Belgian way of paying tribute. There are many Trappist Belgian beer bottles with flowers in them, candles all around.
President Obama has ended a historic visit to Cuba by addressing its citizens directly in a live television broadcast in which he urged them to embrace economic and political change. We get more details from Will Grant, who is in Havana.
For so long, Cubans were told that their biggest enemy was the President of the United States. So to see him address them live on state television must have felt like true change had already come to the island. President Obama didn't waste his opportunity either. He began by saying he'd come to Cuba to bury the remnants of the Cold War in the Americas to rapturous applause. But it wasn't just about Washington's mistakes in the region. He did shy away from the uncomfortable issue of human rights in Cuba either. Citizens should be free to speak their mind without fear, to organize and criticize their government, he said.
World News from the BBC. The security forces in Turkey say they've captured 10 suspected Islamic State militants trying to cross the border from Syria. The army said one of the men was wearing a suicide belt that was primed to explode. Their arrest comes 3 days after a bomb attack in Istanbul. The Ivorian authorities say they've arrested 15 people in connection with an Islamist attack on the beach resort of Grand Bassam earlier this month. The authorities also released a photo of a man who they believe to be the ringleader. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb said it carried out the attack in which 19 people were killed. A Supreme Court judge in Brazil has rejected an appeal by the government to overturn a decision banning the former president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva from joining the cabinet. The post would have made it harder to prosecute him in relation to a wide-ranging corruption scandal. Earlier, President Dilma Rousseff said that impeachment proceedings against her amounts to both a personal attack and an attack on Brazilian democracy.
Aqueles.
Those who call on me to resign show the fragility of their conviction of the process of impeachment, because, above all, they are trying to instate a coup d'etat against our democracy. I can assure you that I will not cooperate with this. I will not resign for any reason whatsoever.
Meanwhile, Brazilian police have carried out more than 100 raids at offices of Odebrecht, Latin America's biggest engineering firm, as part of an ongoing corruption investigation at the state-run oil company Petrobras. Police in the United States say the mother of a 4-year-old boy who shot her as they were driving should be prosecuted. Jamie Gills had placed a loaded handgun underneath her seat, but during the journey it slid into the back where the boy picked it up and fired it into her seat, hitting her in the back. Those are the latest stories from BBC World News.